It's time for the T100 Animal House Pet Project as we team up with the Licking County Humane Society. Get these furry critters in forever homes. And with today's introduction of our Pet of the Week, here's Kelly Smith.
Hi, thanks, Wally. So today I'd like to talk to you about Porkchop, a stunning four-year-old gray and white cat. Porkchop has been at our shelter for 3 months. She was brought in as part of a large humane agent case in December. She had been living in a hoarding situation with 30 other cats and kittens, as well as a few other animals, including dogs and guinea pigs. Porkchop is shy, but can be an absolute sweetheart once she gets to know you. She loves being pet and having her chin rubbed, but she is not terribly fond of being picked up. She gets along with other cats as long as she has a place to be off by herself. Her favorite pastime is lying in the sun, watching the birds from her perch. Porkchop has not been dog tested, but would most likely be okay with dogs if she has access to a private space that's out of the dog's reach. With one blue eye and one green eye, Porkchop is a breathtaking beauty. If you'd like to meet Porkchop, just stop by the shelter. We're open 12 to 6 on Thursday and 12 to 4 Friday through Sunday.
Well, the luck of the Irish could be at hand with the Humane Society. Let's talk about that.
Yes, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, you should stop by Sophie's Thrift on Sunday, March 12th. You can get a St. Patrick's Day photo taken with one of our adoptable pets, or just like at Valentine's, you can bring your own pet for the picture. For a $5 minimum donation to the Licking County Humane Society, we will send you the digital file of your photo and enter you in a drawing to win a $10 Sophie's gift card. Sophie's is located at 635 Hebron Road in Heath, and we hope to see you all on Sunday.
You're going to put little green hats and bow ties on the pets, too?
Well, you know, one of our volunteers actually brings in these wonderful backdrops and props. So, yes, there could very well be a leprechaun hat involved in these pictures.
I see the 4th of July with flags and stuff. I just see a pattern going on here, which
That's
is great.
Right.
It's good to have your pets photographed because one day there'll be great memories.
That's right.
And as always, be that responsible pet owner. Have your dogs and cats neutered and spayed and your dogs licensed.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Wally.